O magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Tuesday, September 15th, 2015. Let me begin with a favorite verse. In fact, Guy, thank you for being available for today, the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. And the verse I'm about to share is the first one I ever memorized. And we both just finished talking about it. We both love it. And I think it'll set up today's edition of Mark and Friends and set up your story on how the Lord has straightened your path and has equipped you with gifts and talents and insight and expertise in a variety of areas. In fact, I had a very lengthy introduction yesterday. I should tell our listeners, if you missed yesterday's broadcast, and Guy, you're going to learn this about me. I jump all over the place.
That's okay.
If your head starts spinning, you know, just know.
I can jump and follow.
Okay, yeah, the listeners are kind of used to this, but if you missed yesterday's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org. You'll see Guy Rogers' name, and just click on that, and I think you'll be blessed and encouraged by the testimony they shared yesterday. And there was so much to convey, and I wanted you as our Great News Radio listeners to know, because Pinnacle Forum's doing a fantastic work, but it's just not these great ministries that's doing great work, it's individuals. And I think some of Guy's testimony should resonate with most all of you, because God can take unlikely people from unlikely circumstances and use them in unique and powerful ways. Yesterday, Guy, how you shared growing up in a non-Christian home, searching, and how God reached out and touched your heart as you got to know about Jesus, and how you walked us through that. So that program is archived. We won't reiterate much of it, but go to our website and listen to that. And we talked a little about Pinnacle Forum, and I want to start with where God has led you recently. You've taken on this new assignment as CEO and president of Pinnacle Forum beginning October 1st, and it seems like things just fell into place. It was almost like, and Tim Johnson, I don't know if you've heard his story on how God called him to start the chapter in Illinois, but he was more fearful of saying no to God than the fear he had of taking on something that was so unknown and foreign and new to him.
Right.
But it seemed like God really aligned up so much of your life and your life experiences and all the different careers and work that you did to have you ready to have this leadership role to influence men and to help forums flourish and prosper in the days ahead. So tell us a little about Pinnacle Forum and how you got to this point these last few months.
Well, Pinnacle Forum.
Okay, but before anything, I forgot what I was even starting with, and that's the Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, that favorite passage and how it really kind of lines up some of your life in it. It's trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him, big H, acknowledge God, and He will make your path straight. So I wanted to start off with that with that verse, because I think it'll lay some of the groundwork of your own testimony that you began yesterday and how God has ordered your steps. He's directed your ways as you've sought after Him and now leading you to this new role as CEO and president of Pinnacle Forum. So how about telling us a little about Pinnacle Forum then how you got to this point?
Well, as I said yesterday, I came across this. They were looking for a new president and CEO, and I came across this opportunity, looked at the website. The motto is transforming leaders to transform culture. And I looked at my own life. And I went, Lord, what have you done with me? Well, you took me. You did these things. First of all, you brought me into the fold. Mm-hmm. You brought me men into my life. You discipled me. You gave me opportunities. And I've worked in the political field. I've been a political consultant. I've worked for national organization, nonprofit organizations. I've been an educator. I've owned a small business. I've done all these different things. And each step of the way, I've had opportunities to grow in my walk and also influence others in their walk, in their lives, and those who don't know the Lord as well. Mm-hmm. And because I have such passion for seeing culture transformed by transformed lives, mm-hmm. you know, that's how things change. Things change for the better or worse based upon the lives of people. They don't change by virtue of a government program that's pushed down, or that they change because people influence things for better or worse. Right. And I'm trusting that a lot of, if not most of your listeners would agree, we need some cultural transformation in America right now. So I came across the opportunity, looked at this, and went, wow, this is something that I believe God has prepared me to do. Because you can't just come to something like this and say, I want to do it. God has to equip you. God has to do things in your life. There's a lot of lessons I learned, not just from reading a book, but from the failures of life.
Yeah. Equipping you and calling you, in a sense, and then having that validation. Your wife was saying, this is
right
up your alley, and then having that calling and having the peace. You know, even maybe with some fear and trepidation, like, Lord, this is something that's huge and exciting
and challenging. It's very exciting, very challenging, very big thing. And not only my wife, but when I shared this with friends I have all over the country, colleagues, I would get these emails back. Guy, this is for you. This is what God has called you to do. There was this constant sense of confirmation. And, you know, there's something amazing about that. When you're in a place where you know, I shared this last Friday morning, you know that God's hand is on what you're doing, that you're in that right place, you have a certainty of it, and you plunge into it, you do it. And I would say that this opportunity, probably as or more clearly than anything I've done in 42 years of walking with Christ, that sense of absolute yes,
yeah,
this is the right place to be, is abiding in me right now.
Well, I know you said three of the fundamental things that Pinnacle Forum wants to accomplish resonated so strongly in your heart and mind, and you touched on it a bit yesterday, the discipleship aspect of it, the spiritual revival aspect of it, and the cultural transformation aspect of it. Share a little about that so people may be unfamiliar with Pinnacle Forum. Okay, so it's leaders influencing other leaders and other people, influencing their world.
Well, the heart of Pinnacle Forum is, and that's part of the name, is these confidential forums where bring together about a half a dozen to a dozen, mostly men forums right now, but there are some that are being formed for women. And these are for high-capacity leaders who will come together under what Pinnacle Forum calls a 4E strategy. The 4E strategy is encourage, equip, engage, and execute. Encouragement, extremely important. One of the things that's true of people in positions of leadership, regardless of what the arena is it's often a very, very lonely place. Mm-hmm. They have very few people that they can trust. They have very few people they can confide in. And the Pinnacle Forum opportunity gives them a place, a trusting place, where they can develop relationships, deep, intimate relationships with others in confidential ways that give them the encouragement, the support that they need to walk in this life. Because I don't care how strong you think you are as a person, and I'm a strong person in the sense I have a strong personality and I have a strong will, but I've hit walls in my life that were just walls I couldn't jump over.
Yeah.
So that encouragement part is essential to this. The next is the equipping part. This is the mutual discipleship part. This is where the forum becomes a place where I help equip you, you help equip me with truth, with understanding of what it means to walk as a disciple of Christ.
Right.
So we have that aspect. Then the third is engaging. This is where we say to each other, we have a calling and a responsibility to make the world a better place for Christ.
Yeah.
Engaging the culture. I like what you said yesterday, the success to significance.
Yeah.
That's correct. And so engage the culture. And the last is execute. Find what your particular call is. God has gifted us each in different ways. Every one of us was created uniquely. There's no second Mark Burns in the world. Mm-hmm. You're it. God broke the mold at that point, which means not only were you created uniquely, you have a unique calling. Nobody can fulfill that calling the way you can.
Right.
And what Pinnacle Forum does is says to Mark Burns, we're going to help you discover what that is with respect to engaging the culture, and then help you to find ways in terms of living out that passion to impact the culture around you. I mean, it's very powerful when you think it through. There's so much untapped potential out there.
Yeah.
Whether it's non-Christian or Christian, these are obviously for Christian leaders, but it's so much untapped potential. And that's what Pinnacle Forum is trying to do, is take that and channel that. So encourage, equip, engage, and execute.
And I love your message there, which I would hope would resonate with each and every listener, that God wouldn't have had it any other way. If they exist, it's because it's part of God's divine plan. He's the only one that can create life and breathe purpose and meaning into that life. And so if anyone's tuned in right now, God has created them, and they have unique gifts and skills and talents and abilities. And if they weren't needed, God wouldn't have created them. I mean, they didn't just evolve or just happenstance, and here they are on earth. They have a role that God desires them to play, and so that's everyone. And so that person that's by happenstance tuned in today, now I'd call it God's providence if they're tuned in.
I would call it God's providence.
Because there's a message for them. But they are valued. They are created in His image. And like you said, with very unique abilities that can be given back to God to accomplish things that God desires for them to do. I mean, so we all have a role.
If you look at what's happening in culture today, one of the great lies is we're here by accident. Yeah. There's no purpose. What's the ultimate, for instance, the ultimate lie of evolution is random chance. Accident, random chance. Therefore, you really don't have a divine purpose. Okay? That takes away the sense of the purpose that God created us to do and tells us we don't have it. And then so much of philosophy of the world today is, well, you know, just live. And in the 60s, it was sex, drugs, and rock and roll. Yeah. So that robs us of a sense of purpose. Yeah. What an amazing lie that is foisted on us every single day. And what it does by us buying into that, and it's not like somebody just says to you, it says, Mark, you don't have any purpose in life. It doesn't work that way. It's more insidious. It's more incremental. It's more stealth. And yet our young people especially, the millennial generation, they have grown up with this. Yeah. And isn't it interesting? It's a paradox. I look at a lot of polling information because I did a lot of political things over the years, public opinion research. The millennial generation is the most secular-minded generation in the history of America. At the same time, they're looking for causes. Isn't that interesting? They're looking for meaning, and meaning can only be found when you find your purpose in Christ. Because that fills that void that nothing else can fill.
Hey, you mentioned various paradoxes of faith or of life, and I know you shared some the other day. Some of these might resonate with our listeners, like, you know, you're never so high as when you're on your knees. But you had shared some that God has impressed on your heart as you take on this new role of CEO and president of Pinnacle Forum, just ways for you to think through how God can lead in a variety of ways.
Well, anybody who takes any time to study the Scriptures, and especially the New Testament part of the Scriptures, you come across these sayings that they don't seem to make sense at first. They're what we call the paradox. Yeah. Jesus would say things like, he who would be the first, let him be the last. He who would be the greatest, let him be the least. He who would save his life, let him lose it for me. And these are all, and you look at these and go, huh? But what you begin to understand as you walk this walk with Christ is what he's telling us is that the world's way, the natural way of looking at things, is the wrong way to look at things. What do we do in society today? Who do we elevate? Who do we honor? We honor sports figures. Their ego is so big they couldn't get in the door without greasing their ears. We honor celebrity. We honor... It's the very opposite of what God created us to be. Jesus comes along, who would have had the right to be the most honored. He, you know, he could have said, hey, listen, honor me. I deserve it. Yeah. And how did he come into the world? Which just inspires awe in me every time I think on this. He comes in as a defenseless infant and leaves the world as a defenseless victim of crucifixion.
Yeah.
And so the paradoxes of Scripture are saying to us what God wants for you and me is to walk in a way that as our life grows in Him, these are no longer paradoxes. These are the right way of seeing the world. We gain stature in Christ's kingdom, not by lording over, but by serving.
God's operational manual.
Yeah, and if you think about it from the perspective of what are the results? The results, I mean, imagine, and I've shared this with people who are non-Christians. I'd say, what would the world be like if everybody lived like Jesus?
Yeah.
If that isn't a testimony to the fact of how true it is to the way things really should be, I don't know what is.
Jesus, the greatest leader, yet the servant to all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and that's something I think as you were being introduced the other day, is you have a servant's heart. Though you have a title as CEO and president of Pinnacle Forum, it seems like your passion is to serve these forums throughout the country, to build into these forums that sense of discipleship, spiritual revival in men's hearts, men and women, but for the most part, the forums now are male. And then the cultural transformation. How do you see Pinnacle Forum being a cultural transformer?
Well, the most effective way this is going to happen is if president and CEO, I am able to help empower people to walk this Christian life. I like the term servant leadership, by the way, because I really think that helps define what we're talking about here. If I can help empower that in people, if I can help unleash that in people, and you mentioned, you know, a servant heart, I got to tell you, anybody who wants to talk to me about this, you're looking at the most selfish man that ever lived before he walked with the Lord for 42 years. Mm-hmm. I was the center of my world, totally, completely, and the process of God, and he's not done with me yet, by any means, but what I've been able to see over those 42 years is the way God can transform you and take someone like me who is broken, lonely, selfish, proud, and work those things out of you over time. It's really a remarkable thing. To me, it's the most miraculous thing that happens in life.
There must be a God.
Otherwise, I can't tell you how I could have gotten here, because I know where I was going if I hadn't.
Yeah. Well, that's like when you have that prayer time with God, how you can be transformed, 10 minutes worth of prayer, and how God can just kind of bring conviction or truth or humility or just great worship and praise. And I mean, I love the times of prayer that I've had, because I can literally become a new person 10 minutes later after engaging with God. And it's just a marvelous practice to be disciplined, to get up, to read scripture, to be mentored by others, but to spend that quality time in prayer with God. It has that transformational power unlike any other.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up, Mark, because we live in a day and age of the ultimate busyness.
Mm-hmm.
People are constantly, you know, what's the book? Amusing Ourselves to Death, I think, is a book. Constant recreation, constant entertainment, this device, that device, this, that. This constant busyness, glut of information everywhere. It's not that those things are necessarily bad in themselves, but I have discovered that if I carve time out for quiet and solitude, if I carve time out to be in the Bible, if I carve time out to just wait quietly in the presence of God, there's remarkable things He does in the midst of this busy, busy world. My best times of prayer, I'm not the most sound sleeper. And so I will frequently wake up in the middle of the night and I can't go back to sleep.
Yeah.
And I have learned over the years to take that time, and there's something really amazingly still about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And I'm up.
You're ringing my bell because I can identify.
And I'm worshiping and I'm praying, and there's these remarkable things, and you can't quantify that to somebody else. You can only tell them, listen, I know that the presence of God is here, and then I have the Bible as truth to underscore that, so I know that I'm walking in truth while I'm also walking in His presence.
I'll tell you my little strategy, because that happens frequently. When I do wake up, I sometimes just go through the alphabet. I start at A, and I just think of a word, and I, you know, apple. You know, thank you, Lord, for being the apple of my eye, for allowing me to be the apple of your eye. And I just work through, you know, whatever word comes to mind. But
what do you do for X?
Well, see, I never get that far. So sometimes I only get to about 4 or 5 letters, and I'm back to sleep. So I don't know if it's like Satan doesn't want me up praying, you know. But I always find myself back asleep. But I always just kind of revel in just thinking of a word with that letter, whatever letter I'm on. And I never make it to X. I just kind of like always puts me back to sleep, but it's always just a peaceful, wonderful time. And I would pray that our listeners today, you would carve out time. And I like what you said, carving it out, because the world will crowd us.
Absolutely.
And that's happened so many times for me, where my brain is just so filled with decision-making and brainstorming and vision casting and all the different things to operate, operational
things.
I
have a very busy mind.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
To quiet my mind, it sometimes does take great effort.
Yeah. So you got to be very determined. Sometimes people just have to plan it out. It's just a matter of discipline and just saying from 3 to 4, whatever the time frame when you're going to get away. And sometimes it might even take some weeks to unclutter your schedule or your environment or whatever it is to get away, but begin that practice. You will never, ever regret it. And you'll be blessed as a result because you're meeting with the sovereign God of the universe, you know, the very person that fashioned you, that created you, that has plans and purposes for you and has an eternity in store for you, but he wants to live and work through you right now, even this very day. Well, in case you just tuned in or you missed the front end of the program, in the studio with me is Guy Rogers. This is the second day that he's carved out of his schedule to share about Pinnacle Forum, about the importance of discipleship, spiritual revival, cultural transformation, and that personal transformation that happens as we encounter the living Lord, Jesus Christ. And we would hope that if something was said today that maybe stirred in your heart, that you'll spend some time thinking about it, praying about it, be a part of a good Bible-believing church. And if you need to talk with someone, there's trained counselors. It's a free call, and they'll answer any questions you have about the Christian faith. You can dial 1-888-NEED-HIM. That's 1-888-NEED-HIM. Today and yesterday's broadcasts are archived at greatnewsradio.org under our archive programs link. So stop by, and maybe something that Guy shared really stirred something in your heart, and you know somebody that needs to hear it. All you have to do is right-click, you paste it into an email, and send it on to a friend, and tell them to turn on their computer speakers, and they can hear this program in its entirety. That's greatnewsradio.org. Well, thank you, Guy. God's very best. I'll encourage our listeners to be praying you up over the next few weeks as you take on this new role as CEO and president of Pinnacle Forum, moving out with Beth, your bride of 38 years out to Scottsdale, Arizona area. I'm sure in a few months we'll all be longing to be in Scottsdale when it starts getting cold around here. But we'll be praying you up in the days ahead and the influence you can have on the various Pinnacle Forums throughout this country. And who knows, maybe God will expand that into other countries and other parts of the world. But we appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mark.
Being here. And
my
and,
pleasure.
Well, that's how Guy Rogers and I closed out our about 40 to 45-minute conversation. You've been hearing it in its entirety. It began yesterday on the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. And before we ended our conversation, I asked Guy how I and the Great News Radio listeners could be praying specifically for him in his role as president and CEO of Pinnacle Forum, and this is how he replied.
Oh, wow. Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Clarity. Discernment. This is a remarkable opportunity and challenge. Hmm. And there's also going to be a great deal of spiritual warfare involved in this.
Yeah.
And for those of you who, you know, who have walked with the Lord, you know what I'm talking about. Our great enemy, Satan himself, is not going to stand idly by and see this ministry of Pinnacle Forum prosper. And so I would just ask for prayers for protection from those attacks. Hmm. And provision, provision to do the work. I would say, Mark, one of the things that I've learned over the years is, as much as I thought I could do a whole lot of things when I was younger, I've come to realize that there's a whole lot I can't do, but I can do in Him.
Yeah.
And that is not something you can just decide one day. Or say, oh, today I'm going to decide and think this way differently. It's a process that God changes your entire outlook on the world.
Well, Guy, we have many prayer warriors with the Great News Radio listening family, so I would trust that many of you, as Guy comes to your mind and as the Pinnacle Forum continues to grow and be used of God, that you'll think of him and this ministry and be praying it up, interceding on behalf of the various forums that are throughout the country. I'm a part of one, and I have so appreciated my involvement, how I've learned and grown and surrendered to God, any abilities that can help further his kingdom cause, and Pinnacle Forum is being used of him in a great way. You can find out a little more at pinnacleforum.com, pinnacleforum.com. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.